toll-free call-in line here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Derek J,
and Demo.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. And, you know, in the previous segment there, let me first, real quick, you can get old shows of Free Talk Live in archives.freetalklive.com. They're available to you for free. If you've, want more to listen to while you're at the gym or on your commute, or you've got a job where you don't have to use your ears to do it, yeah, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of audio content going there, back there, and do what you want with it. Listen to it, distribute it, please. Archives.freetalklive.com. It's all completely free. So, Demo, we were talking about this case that you may be getting incarcerated for here in tomorrow, perhaps. Yep. You don't know what's going on, and apparently it all boils down to them sending your court date to an address that doesn't exist.
Yep, never gave it to him in the past, never lived there in the past. Again, according to Google Maps, does not exist.
Failing to live up to their word in contacting you by a telephone the way they said they would.
Yep.
And that's really what it comes down to. It just comes down to that.
That's what's going
to
be. And like I was saying just before the break, it's very convenient that while I'll be serving this, wrongful jail sentence, give me the trial. I don't think
Right. This is what it all comes down to, is they're refusing to give you a trial when they sent bad mail.
Right.
They know they did. They admit that they did.
Right.
And they came up with case law that says that they don't actually have to send it to you. Some drunk judge somewhere said that it was a good idea to throw somebody in jail when they weren't advised of their court case.
Right. I'm fully convinced that they just don't want to deal with me. They feel I'm a hassle. And it's a bonus that, hey, he's going to be on trial for 21 years of his life in a couple weeks, and he'll be in a jail cell, which is
harder to defend yourself.
It is, and I don't want to make that sound as bad as it is, because I definitely don't want to. I'm not planning my trial based off of their system and rules, so it's not like I need law books. Not that you'd find any in a jail anyways, but I just think it's funny because that's probably how they're thinking: is, oh, he'll be in a jail cell, great.
And so in this situation, and let's move on to that. So you're facing, is it two felony counts?
Three felonies for the wiretapping.
Three felony counts of wiretapping.
Public officials.
And so we know that in the Glick decision that the Second Circuit Court?
First Circuit Court of Appeals.
Has ruled. Now, this is the second time. The Glick decision is a reminder of a ruling from back in the 90s that public officials could be videotaped while on the public dime, and that includes audio taped, while on the public dime, doing the public's, in public spaces, while doing the public's work.
That is what it says. There is one problem, is that, while in public space, and that's the thing, is, I think the Glick ruling is one step short of the logical conclusion that on the job, on the record, a bill that was trying to be passed here, or public official is, what the name says. They are a public official. If you are a public official, that means you are not a private official, which means you have no expectation of privacy, because private official, private person.
Right. If you're talking to, say, the police chief of your town, and you're asking for a little protection at your place, and you happen to be recording it, and you don't tell him, and he says, hey, I don't care what happens at your house. Why don't you go F yourself? Wouldn't it be really nice to be able to bring that audio tape to the local TV station instead of being in a state like in New Hampshire, where both parties have to know that they're being recorded? I mean, if a public official comes out of their mouth like that to you, it should be completely within the law to take that to, no questions asked.
Exactly.
No more
the
nothing.
The listeners should know. It's not like I called these individuals on their personal home phones or cell phones or computer, G-chat, Skype number. I called them at their publicly listed phone numbers at their, public servant position. This officer was wearing a full uniform and a gun and a badge in the name of, doing good for the community, but yet his comments are off the record. Also, two of the three individuals hung up on me. And I think that was a pretty clear indicator that they were done making any comments to me. And so how did I wiretap them when they voluntarily hung up the phone? you know, and ended our communication.
Right. You weren't, like, calling them up and dialing them back and saying you were Chinese food and then getting through to them. You weren't, you know, being a fraud to them.
Right.
In other words, you were being totally straight up and trying to get something on the record.
I did not say I am audio and video recording, primarily because two of the conversations were very short and they hung up on me.
Well, plus that changes the tone of the conversation anyway.
And they're public officials, man. If they don't give me the choice on whether or not I pay their salary, but I'm supposed to give you the common courtesy of whether or not I'm recording you. Public official, on the job, on the record, that's how I operate, and that's what I plan to tell a jury. Like, if a jury wants to say, I harm these people, then fine, let's identify how. Because I don't know what, you know, Derek, if I drove by your house and smashed your mailbox, and I said, how did I harm you? You'd be like, well, you ran over my $50 mailbox. How about I give you $100? You might say yes to that, or you might say more. You might say, fix it yourself. I want you to do it. But I highly doubt you would say, go to prison for 21 years.
Yeah, I would not say that. You're correct.
But none of these people could probably say, if I ask the officer, how did I harm you? Well, you wiretapped me. Well, how does that harm you? What is he going to say? Well, it hurt my heart. It hurt my feelings. Well, how do I fix that? You could apologize, or you should go to jail for 7 years, because it's 7 years per individual.
Per individual.
So, is that what he's
going to
say?
Two of them are people you called and hung up on you once you identified yourself.
Exactly.
Within how many seconds?
After they gave me a rant. I'd say 30 or less. I mean, They gave me a rant. They both went up like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. The facts are the facts. Blah, blah, blah. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Click. You know?
So they wanted to say those things to you before they hung up, or they would have just hung up
because
in the first
place.
Hey,
this is a demo at copluck.org, and I'm calling to seek comment about this abuse on a 17-year-old person in the school.
And this is just another form of recording. Now, if you were if you were one of these people that could memorize word for word what everybody says, or you could write really fast, and you were, say, a reporter that just wrote down words as opposed to be a reporter that does, you know, you do blogs and videos and audio and whatever it takes, you do all these things. So if you were just a writing reporter and you wrote down everything that these people said as they said it, that wouldn't be against the law. But because you're the kind of reporter that works in other types of media, and you recorded what they had to say, and then what they had to say was available to other people. Is that how they found out, by the
way? Pretty much, yeah. That's another thing, is that two aspects. Looking at it from their laws, first off, they don't know where I was when I made this recording. For all they know, I was in a one-party consent state. Second is that the video in which they charged me of is put on YouTube, and the video is an edited video. It's not. For all they know, I edited out the part that said I did or didn't call or am recording you. Even though I've publicly admitted that I haven't said it. So, you know, that's just how, you know, they're trying to just, you know, there is this internal investigation and public officials did wrong. But they can't say that, so they're turning the spotlight on me and the guys who are trying to hold them accountable.
Exactly what they did in the Fast and Furious case with the Obama administration here. They're going after the civilians who sold guns. They're going after everybody but
the ones accountable.
Right, the ones that are truly accountable in this circumstance. And it's you know, I mean, it's really unfortunate. This could really result in 21 years of you in prison.
Or at least 21 years of me under the state's thumb. Because, like, a lot of people are like, oh, they're not going to put you in jail for that. Well, you're right. They might just sentence me to 10 years of adult supervision. You know, and who wants to pee in a cup, tell somebody where I live, seek employment that they demand I have for the next 10 years?
No
but
way.
This is another important aspect of this, is this could also set precedent. Now, you have you and Pete Ayer down in Massachusetts. You had your own trials, and you were able to convince a jury that videotaping the police in their office was what did they charge you with?
Well, they charged us with wiretapping.
Wiretapping wasn't wiretapping. The Glick decision certainly backed you up on that one.
Well, we won before Glick was ruled on in the first Circuit Court of Appeals, which we had cited it in pre-motions as a denial from the earlier court rulings, but the judge denied them.
Okay.
But anyways.
I'm just trying to get it clear. So in this case, this is one step further than Glick, and this could be a very important case because if the jury rules in your favor, you have a track record of winning on these types of cases.
Hopefully.
And the only time you've lost at this point, you know, on civil disobedience has to do with them losing your court date.
Or a trial only by judge. I haven't lost the jury.
Did you actually have a trial in front of that judge? I had
a trial for the chalking, not for the wiretapping.
For the chalking.
And then I was found guilty.
Yeah. I mean, let's be clear.
Yeah. The other things I did, too, I just didn't, they're not, you know, this is, there's no
you
criminal.
You didn't wiretap. Wiretapping, you know, I mean, this is, you know, these wiretapping laws were never intended to be these situations. I think it's definitely a case for
jury nullification, but we'll see what happens.
Well, this could set precedent. It could be a very important case that could take the public's right. to video and audio record their public officials one step further.
It covers the gap that Glick hasn't. They say public space, and I'm talking about public officials in general.
How does one help?
Coplock.org/pledge.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
What with me?
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey.
Who do you think
excuse
you are?
Me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. Is this okay?
You ain't going to make it.
Wait, no, now. Wait a minute.
Funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Derek J.
And a demo.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we have been at MO discussing your very frustrating case.
It's ridiculous.
I encourage people to go back and listen. They can get the last 7 days of archives at freetalklive.com if you didn't have a chance to hear it. But, you know, I mean, it's hard to have any faith in the judicial system. I know that, you know, these things aren't going to get changed if people don't challenge them, but I feel so bad when I see activist friends of mine go into jail for nonsense. And
well, to me, it's not about the jail sentence. I understand the personal loss to it. I mean, Derek here can attest to it. You certainly can as well. The personal sacrifice that goes into it. To me, and that's what the campaign is. If people go to coplock.org/pledge, there is a money raising aspect to it, but a large percentage, 75% actually, now that it's over $500. Goes to coplock.org to help them further the mission of police accountability. The other 25% will go to my commissary and a little bit of after jail funds. But
right, we're not talking about a great deal of money.
We're not talking about a great deal of money here. And what I'm saying is, you know, if people want to donate, I know some people think that's the quickest and easiest, but there's also mailtojail.com. There's also like coplock.org/help on other ways to get involved, from sharing content, writing blog posts, editing, graphics works, whatever it is. So, you know, I want the message to continue on. I want, if people think that I'm wrongfully jailed, to help support, like I said it before, coplock.org/pledge. People can pledge anywhere from 5 cents to $1 a day that I'm in jail if they feel like, you know, the cause is worth it or the court is railroading me. And then again, they can stay tuned to facebook.com/freeadamo for the updates on my wiretapping trial if I am caged tomorrow. And I just appreciate all the support from everyone, even here at Free Talk Live.
I hope it goes well. I mean,
so do I. It's Hail Mary, so we'll give it a shot.
Don't know what else to say. Derek J., apparently Obama's protecting our freedoms.
Yeah, he's doing it in an interesting way as it relates to Adamo's case here. Protecting freedoms with a new executive order. He didn't make a big stink about it. He signed so many, you know, don't want to invite the press out for everyone, and this is one that he didn't invite them. It's about private communications and national security. The bill is called, well, first of all, he signed it on Friday, July 6th,
mm-hmm.
And it's called the Assignment of National Security and Emergency Preparedness Communications Functions.
Jeez,
wow. Whatever. And it doesn't even make a cool
acronym.
No, it doesn't even make a cool acronym like most of them do. So what it does is allows the federal government to have access to private communications.
I thought they had to have a court order for that.
No. So I think that went away a bit with the Patriot Act.
Oh, I thought that for sure that you were supposed to be...
There is no law. They make it up as they go along.
Protected your person, papers, and effects unless a valid warrant shall be issued?
Don't be silly.
Okay. So basically right now they're saying, like, if our internet doesn't work, we're taking yours?
I don't know if it's like that. I think it's that in the case of an emergency or in anticipation of an emergency, the federal government agents could just say, okay, AT&T, Verizon, whoever, give us your, give us all your calls or give us, all the texts or
whatever.
Well,
there, as I understand, tens of thousands of requests, hundreds of thousands of requests a year going to, and I was just thinking that was one company, hundreds of thousands of requests there for per year going to these telecom companies asking them for call information and
Facebook, YouTube, they're getting
internet service providers.
In 2011, police requested 1.3 million phone calls from citizens. It's not like, you know, they're snooping in on corporations or whatever. This is like people's cell phones. This is just cell phones.
1.3 million. Yeah. They're not checking on terrorists.
Right. Yeah, I'm starting to wonder how much of this is like the build-up, prelude, whatever, step one, two, three phases of like the next false flag attack. Like, is there going to be some like cyber, whatever crisis attack, and now they're going to have to like take control of like no more smartphones, no more 4G, or like no more Twitter feeds? What's the plan?
I don't think they want to take them out. I think they want people to use them.
Well,
they just
that's
want
what
to
I mean by
them.
Take them out. They'll control them, though. Well, and so everything you loved about like your free communications or whatever, heavily regulated yet quote unquote free, you know.
Yeah, it may end up being like, you know, the Republic of China or whatever, where when people get their mail, there are some pages ripped out, you know.
Right. Like,
so, you're going to get this text, but it's going to get to you in like 5 minutes, and there are going to be some words changed.
Yeah, after it gets screened. And, can't say this word. Must pass this on.
Well, you know, with computers and whatever, I'm sure they can do that. If they have the ability to... you know, tap into people's calls. But so the text of the bill, or it's not a bill, it's an order, says the federal government...
None of your elected representatives besides Obama voted on this. One guy voted. He said, I vote on this.
And this will happen.
Yes.
The federal government must have the ability to communicate at all times and under all circumstances to carry out its most critical and time-sensitive missions. And it goes on, blah, 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 like survival, resilient, enduring communications, a bunch of these nonsense words that politicians use to just be like, oh, this is
and
really
this
important.
This is a really long order, right?
Yeah, it's 2,205 words.
So really,
I would say that's a pretty long. It's
words?
It's words. Earlier, I read it, and I think I said pages,
okay.
So I may have thrown you off there, Mark, but sorry about that. Correction.
I was going to say, a 2,000-page executive order.
It's a lot.
That's huge.
He did not write that.
No.
No, he didn't sit around and type that up in the Oval Office.
I don't think he wrote this one either, But it says that if supposed to enable the executive branch to communicate within itself, like they were having some problem doing that, and with the legislative and judicial branches, state, local, territorial, tribal governments, private sector entities, and the public, allies and other nations. So this is the whole world.
So I'm trying to understand this clearly.
Ruler.
Does this mean that they own your correspondence, or do they own the internet? Is it both?
The providers, right?
It would be all communications, all the time.
So they
everywhere.
They have to give you the tubes of the internet, but they don't have to give you the stuff in the tube. The tubes must be turned over to the government whenever the government demands the tubes.
What are you talking about?
The
do you know how the internet
the
works? What are you talking about?
It's a series of tubes.
Yeah.
And inside the tubes is information, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Right, so we need some tubes.
So does the government own the information in the tubes?
Yeah, it owns everything now.
I'm trying to... So where does it say that in the executive order?
All right, let me scoot down to it. It says, in explaining the order, the Electronic Privacy Information Center writes that the president has authorized the Department of Homeland Security, quote, the authority to seize private facilities when necessary, effectively shutting down or limiting civilian communications. So it means that the feds can go into whatever, the local Verizon
hub.
Yeah, to Google.
Headquarters and say no more.
Yeah.
More searching.
They are allowed. That's
shut it down.
And it wouldn't be the president.
Shut
it would be the Department
search.
Of Homeland Security going in and seizing private facilities.
So
when
that
necessary.
Still sounds like the tubes to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like the information in the tubes.
So now all you need is some DHS jerk-off to have a bad day and get, like, coffee burnt on them and just go seize some
social networks.
So they
just take the internet.
Yeah, I'm pissed off.
The government now claims to own
shut
the internet.
Shut it down.
855-450-3733. What's the worst case scenario? What's the best case scenario?
Shut down, free talk
with this?
Live
what is
right
this?
Now.
855-450-free.
This is the DHS.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Tuesday night edition with Mark,
Derek J,
and Ian.
Oh, well, now we've switched people. It was just a demo sitting in the, well, that's the second seat, right?
Yes, yeah. Trying to confuse you.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna. So you went to your school board meeting here?
I did, and it was the shortest school board meeting ever. I've just been sitting out in front of the studio for the last hour.
What?
Yeah, it was really short. It was it was incredible.
Are the kids going to be safe next year? Are you gonna be
able going to have a safe?
Yeah, are you
going
to have a table where they won't be able to just have the, what is it, the military recruitment people?
Right,
come,
so the idea was to have
propagandize them?
The idea was to have military veterans, like, you know, liberty activists who are military veterans, come to the school and give the young people information about what it's really like to be in the military, unlike what they get from the military recruiters. So what do you think the school board decided?
Oh, no. I don't want to guess. I'm terrified.
Well, considering that there's a court case out there that says that they have no option but to allow counter-recruitment if they're allowing recruitment, then they must have decided to not allow recruitment at all in the school because they don't want counter-recruitment in
the
school?
Well, apparently...
They can do whatever they want.
Well, apparently the court case doesn't bind New England. I thought it was like a full-on national court case, but I guess it was one of those district courts.
So the circuit?
Circuit courts, yeah.
So it's only a portion of the nation?
Right. So basically...
Circuit courts are binding for... Well, they aren't binding, but they could be if you brought the case all the way through. I mean, you know,
right, and that's what's going to have to happen here. Their position was essentially... The school bureaucrat, the head bureaucrat that was reporting to the school board, his position was, well, you guys really, you know, you're not bound to do anything in this case, and so what they decided to do was nothing at all. Their position was essentially that, oh, well, the students, they have career day, and there are other people that come in here besides the military to give young people the option to do something else besides the military. So that was their justification for, you know, they have their reason for not moving on this. And so after each meeting, there's always a public comment section. Of course, no one ever comments. I mean, hardly ever these things. There's hardly ever anyone that attends them. In this case, I was there. I was going to comment. And so what I essentially told them, and there's video of this, and I'm working on getting a copy of it. But in essence, I said, well, how many times a year are the military recruiters at the school? And the head bureaucrat said, probably about half a dozen times. I said, how many career days are there? Oh, last year we didn't have any. But the year before that, we had one. And so, you know, I made the point, which should be pretty obvious here, that, well, if you're going to claim that having career day is a counterbalance to having the military here because it gives people other options, well, maybe it would help if you actually had a career day. And, it would be also nice if it was the same amount of times as the military recruiters. Plus, I also pointed out it's not the same to have businessmen come in as it is to have military veterans who can give young people their experience about what it was like in the military. There's nothing like that happening in these schools. And I told them I would be getting in touch with New Hampshire Peace Action and the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union in regards to...
They don't care. It's not their money. They're just going to spend the same taxpayers they've been milking all along's money on this one. I mean, you know, they've just been dealt a huge blow when it comes to the business tax here in New Hampshire. Businesses can now assign that to other schools, but it still doesn't matter. The school board is still going to be able to fight with your tax dollars in order to not provide a fair amount of fairness when it comes to this area. All they have to say is no counter recruitment. We have career days whenever we feel like it, which amounts to once every 3 years, and we have military recruiters come in 6 times a year. And that's fair. And if you don't like it, you can bring a court case because I don't have to pay for it. You've got to pay to bring the court case, but I don't have to pay to fight back. So go and stick your head in a bucket of water.
I don't even really think it would be the same thing to have an equal number of career days as Army recruitment days.
But it was an obvious point that could be made. Like, come on, you gotta be kidding me. You don't even have anything close to what you're doing with the military. These guys are in there constantly, probably once every couple months, once every month or so, and they are hitting these kids up all the time for military
service. Well, plus it sort of frames the scenario for these kids as hero, not hero. You know,
sure.
Okay, so... This is the guy with the gun, he liberates people, and this businessman with the tie, you know, he enslaves people. So it's a really different
So this isn't over
for these kids to see.
I knew this.
Good.
I knew it was going to go in this direction. I mean, bureaucrats' answers always no. Remember,
yes.
They always tell us. Derek J, you and I did a lot of.
We should start framing our questions differently.
We did a lot of school outreach over the last year, and by the way,
and they're throwing you. They want to throw you guys in jail for stepping onto the school property to do liberty activist outreach on the schools that they will not let anybody come and do any outreach except the military.
You can be.
Yeah, I was surprised
killer.
You were even allowed to go to the property of the school. I've been banned from all Keene schools, haven't you?
So have I. I am banned from all the Keene School District property between 6:30 in the morning and 6:30 at night.
This was interesting. I walk in the school board meeting at like 6:32, and I was going to arrive early. today just because last time I got, they always have a public comment at the beginning and at the end. Mm-hmm. Last time I missed the public comment at the beginning because
they'll start too early.
They started right on time, and if I get there early, then I'm in violation of the ban. The meeting starts at 6:30, so I get there at like 6:32, and they've already burned past the first public comment, so I have to wait through the entire meeting to be able to comment later on. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just arrive a few minutes early. You know, what's 5 minutes this way or that? Clocks are set differently. I mean, what's the big deal? Pepper was there.
No way.
Yeah, Pepper.
This is Michael Kopcha, the man who pepper sprayed me. He goes by the nickname Pepper. I think he likes it. He requested that once. But
so Pepper was sitting in there in like a collared Keene Police Department shirt, just sitting in the back. And I'm thinking, that's unusual. Normally there aren't Keene police officers at these school board meetings. So what's he doing here? Typically people won't attend a school board meeting around here. I don't know what it's like where you live, but
nobody attends these things.
Typically the only people who will attend these meetings are school bureaucrats who are getting some sort of an award. So like the last meeting was the last meeting of the actual school year, and it was packed full of bureaucrats and their families.
Patting each other on the back.
Yeah, they were giving each other awards for like the first 20 minutes, and then after the awards ceremony was over, they're gone. So people are only there when they want something from the school board, or they want the school board to stop some new program or create some program for them.
So what did Pepper want?
What is Pepper doing here? And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to be here for the whole meeting, so we'll see what he's going to say. Maybe he's going to address them, or they're going to call Keene Police to speak on something. And no, he just sat in that meeting the whole time and then ended up leaving at the very end. I suspect he was there because they knew I was coming, because at the last meeting, I was there because of the counter-recruiting tables, and I had spoken to them then, and they said they were going to get back to me on that at this next meeting. So they knew I was going to be there. I bet he was sitting there prepared to arrest me if I walked in early.
Now, were you... You said he was not in uniform.
He was in a Keene Police T-shirt.
A T-shirt. Okay. I don't think that counts. I don't think
shirt.
They... Do they get to... Oh.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Okay.
I didn't take a close look at the logo, but I'm pretty sure it was Keene Police.
So, like, what is it? The one they wear on Sundays or something? Why do they have this uniform, this different... Is he still
know.
An officer when he wears it? Did he have a gun? Is he
I sent out a Keene 411 letting folks know that he was there if they wanted to come talk to him, but nobody came, and I didn't get to speak to him because I was talking with some other folks after the meeting. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of an interesting aside. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with this whole counter-recruiting thing. I mean, I knew they weren't going to accept it. They're basically spitting in the face of military veterans who want to come and talk to students. And, you know, they tried to say, well, there are some clubs that are here at the school, and you could get in touch with the clubs, and then the clubs could possibly, you know, have your military veterans in to speak to their students.
Well, they want to keep
the few people that happen to be in the Key Club or whatever.
Yeah.
Rather than the military recruiters, which get to set up a table and...
In the cafeteria,
right.
And recruit all day long.
Sick.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Does this strike anyone as fair? I mean, there's all kinds of apologists for the military folks out there. Is this fair? 855-450-3733.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Derek J,
and Ian.
Ian, tell me about the Free State Project.
Well, it's your best chance at liberty in your lifetime if you're willing to actually do something to achieve it. People that love freedom are getting together in the same place. That's the reason the three of us are here tonight together, and I'm so grateful to be here with you guys, because the activists that are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project really are the best, and they are active, and there's so much to do. There's just, it's like an activism smorgasbord. There's just so much happening that it's hard to pick sometimes where you want to be. Like, I would have much rather have been at the cookout today for a longer period of time, but I ended up going to a school board meeting instead. So people can do different things that that suit their interests, and whether it's civil disobedience or getting active in politics, outreach, creating media, whatever, there's so much to do. And of course, the more people that we get here, the better off we'll all be, the more effective the activism will become, and concentration works. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's going on. That's freestateproject.org. Also, they've got a great 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. You know, things aren't perfect here. There are some serious, serious problems up here in the so-called free state. It really bugs me when people call New Hampshire the free state, because I think it creates expectations, like that there's actually freedom here. But there's some of the worst corruption out there. I mean, there's a lot of corruption.
I don't know about the worst corruption.
There's a lot of corruption in America, but we know how bad it is here because we're doing the activism that reveals it.
Yeah.
We're the ones, you know, Derek, myself, and others at Demos facing jail tomorrow, as you guys discussed earlier. We're the ones who are really shining the light on the cockroaches and exposing them and the horrible, inhumane things that they're doing to people on a wholesale, regular basis. basis. We're doing that. If you were to have a movement like the Free State Project where you live, you would see similar levels of corruption. You would see similar levels of ridiculous behavior. You would see perhaps even worse, more violence.
New Hampshire is the freest state in the Union. And
it's true.
That's why it gets the name the free state, because
that's
it's not freest by its own measure. And that makes it likely by, when you're operating within the rules, one of the freest places in the world.
Oh, meaning if you just do everything you're told to do?
No,
I suppose.
I mean that there are many inefficient governments out there that may have rules that are draconian, but they can't enforce them,
mm-hmm.
or at least they don't enforce them even-handedly. So, you can probably live more freely in a place that has an inefficient government. But if you go by the rules that they have, they're not very free places. And since the United States, I think, was on the 8th on the list of most economically free places in the world, and you consider that New Hampshire is much freer than New York State, and you could probably put the New Hampshire somewhere on that list in the top five.
Well, freedom-wise, I have to say it's been my experience that New Hampshire is almost par for the course, or even worse than some other places, possibly because of my interactions with law enforcement here. But the really great thing is the number of people who are liberty-minded, who are all getting together in the same place. Maybe that's caused some of the pushback from law enforcement infringing on some freedoms. But I think for the most part, this is just by and large the best place for people who have a liberty mindset.
There's going to be change that comes out of all this. I mean, change takes a long time, unfortunately. I mean, generally, sometimes it can happen quickly, like, for instance, with the Berlin Wall falling and the breakup of the Soviet Union. So sometimes
it was a long time in coming.
Right, but it took a long time to get to that point.
A wall doesn't come down a little bit by a little bit, but the things that happen before the wall comes down, they take a while.
They do. And so ultimately, concentrating people in the same place, it's just a strategy that works. It worked for the Mormons. It worked for the hippies, Mormons in Utah, the hippies in Vermont. And it's working for the liberty people that are moving to New Hampshire. I know that Daily Paul, I think, the Ron Paul blog, one of the Ron Paul following blogs out there. Yeah, probably the biggest one. They mentioned there was, I guess, an article about the Free State Project there recently. Reason Magazine just did a great piece on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the more people we get here, the more active they'll be, the more community connections they're going to make. I had one of the state reps approach me. She didn't know who I was from Adam. And she asked me, after I had talked about military recruiting and how it would be valuable to have the veterans giving the young people the real scoop about what it's like in the military. She came up and, expressed appreciation for that and then asked me who I was. And I told her, and then she recognized my name and because I'm running for state rep.
And
but
no longer liked
her.
You.
She was very nice.
And so you were at this event and
the school board meeting.
Yeah, and I'm very interested in this situation with the New Hampshire has a singular another. Speaking of Reason Magazine wrote about this the school choice bill that just passed. It was 1517, I think, HB 1517 that just passed over a gubernatorial veto. Over the veto, it passed, and allowing choice as far as businesses go, taking their business taxes and putting them into a fund that students can choose to pick other schools with, and adding competition into the marketplace. Is that what you understand?
So I knew a little bit about this prior to going to the school board meeting, and so I've learned a little bit more, presuming their understanding of it is accurate, which it may or may not be. For instance, one of the former activists of the year, Keith and stuff, or Keith Michael, or whatever he goes by now, Keith was commenting that apparently this is not a voucher program, that's apparently an unconstitutional thing to have a voucher at all in New Hampshire. So I don't know what word they're using to describe it. It seems like voucher was the best word, but that's the word the bureaucrats are using to describe it. And essentially, it was fascinating watching this conversation. Normally, school board meetings are boring as hell, but the school board has never had to deal with this before, and they've never had to deal with the idea that a student can apparently now, and the way they made it sound was like that any student could do this. that it wasn't some limited program. But the way you've described it and the way I understood it would be limited by corporations deciding to put their tax dollars that would normally go into a general school fund into a special fund to fund scholarships, essentially, for students that wanted to move out of the government schools or go to a different government school.
Well, I think that what business isn't going to want to do that? It's just
the businesses
pretty good
that don't know about
advertise.
It.
Yeah,
because the government schools aren't going to advertise this, so it's activists that are going to have to promote this to businesses and get them to make this choice to put money into this program. So they made it sound like this was like a program that anybody could jump into and that they could, in theory, lose a bunch of students.
They don't know how many people are going to jump into it. That's one problem.
But the thing I didn't understand about it, and maybe maybe somebody knows more, they can clarify.
I think that one thing we need to be certain is that even though the law has been written, no one knows what it's going to look like when it's being implemented.
Right, and it's probably going to be challenged by
2 to 3 years down the line to see how these things happen.
It will likely also be challenged by the teachers' unions and things like that. But what was confusing to me...
The teachers' union has the right to everybody's education money.
So here's what I didn't understand. If they are going to be some sort of a program where businesses put money in an alternate program that then funds students going elsewhere, that doesn't jive with what they were describing it as. The head school bureaucrat was saying that if a student wants to leave the high school or whatever school and go to a private school, that X amount of thousands of dollars, like $3,000 or something like that, $3,000 would leave the school's government school's budget and be... You know, a check would be cut to the private school.
So what would be the problem with that? I mean,
the bureaucrats don't want to lose money.
Yeah, okay, but you're losing a whole student. So presumably you spent that $3,000 on the student, right?
That's what you'd think.
So if the student's gone, then they don't need the money for that.
Well, but ultimately having one more student in a class isn't, just like adding someone to a jail cell, isn't really going to increase costs by $3,000.
Right. They want the money, and having 24 students or 25 students in a class doesn't really matter. All they have to do is depreciate one more beat-up history book and perhaps depreciate one desk that students might carve their name into. But essentially, there's no more costs for the school. There aren't any more lights turned on. There's not any more teachers paid. There's not any more anything if there's one more student in each class.
Do you see how that doesn't make sense, though? He's saying that the money's going to come out of the school's budget. Not that it be coming from some other program. Well, and that was what they were really scared of at this meeting. They seemed like, oh,
my God. The money comes out of the program and goes into the school's budget. So, yeah, I mean, that was just money that they would have had an expectation that they would have gotten.
Okay, I'm confused because...
If they're getting all the money from the business tax, and I don't know where all the money from the business tax goes, I don't know. And I didn't read this whole law, and I find laws difficult to understand, and I believe their implementation isn't always how they're written anyway. So, you know, why go bother, you know, spending all your time reading it when you need to find out how it gets implemented anyhow? But if this money went into this fund, and the school expected to get all that money from that fund at one point, and now people can go to a different fund, then... Of course, they feel like they're losing something.
They made it sound like there was no limit to the amount of students that could utilize this program.
I hope so. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live. You can give us your comments. Do teachers' unions deserve this money? 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.